Louis Vuitton Cup semi-final day three. The wins of the day went to Luna Rossa Challenge over BMW Oracle Racing by 31 seconds. Luna Rossa leads the series 2-1. And to Desafío Español over the Emirates Team New Zealand by 1:14. The Kiwis lead over the Spanish teams by 2-1, the same. Well, what a day. I don't know if anyone else has considered it, but two Latin teams beat two Anglo-Saxon teams today. Today must be, in Spanish yacht racing terms, a big deal, a bit like Olympic medals won in Barcelona in 1992. 2 days ago, we had Matt Wakovic here to tell us that the Spanish knew every day they go out that they can beat Emirates Team New Zealand. And today they did it. But not only did they do it, they did it with style. Right from the first dial-up, the Spanish boat seemed to be on fire. Later in the pre-start, catching the Kiwis in one maneuver which resulted in a penalty being awarded to the team that so far has been dominant. A nice start, the right-hand side, and sailing away upwind. The strategy must be very, very different when you're one penalty up and in the lead. With a good lead at the top mark, but with a big red spinnaker behind, the Spanish stayed cool, extended, and never really looked to be in too much danger for the rest of the race. But in the other match, we saw again James Spithill dominate his opponent in the pre-start, leaving his opponent Chris Dixon floundering at the buoy end just as the gun went off, whilst the Italian afterguard took Luna Rossa off to the favoured right-hand side and again into a comfortable lead. The American boat has tacked over and the two of them sailed on a long time on port tack. But the Americans tacked away first. The Italians then started to show a style of sailing we haven't seen from them over the last 2 days. They covered. This was probably attributable more to the stable sailing conditions and gently oscillating breeze than what we've had before. Luna Rossa led around the top and has now led around every mark of the Louis Vuitton Cup semi-finals, only losing the lead towards the end yesterday, towards the finish line. Eric Doyle, strategist with BMW Oracle Racing. Today was a very different day again, but Luna Rossa has again dominated your team on the race course. What's missing at the moment from BMW Oracle?
What's missing? Yeah, we're still pretty happy with the way we sailed. You know, we're missing a couple little breaks here and there, but you know, we'd have to say that. You know, for the most part, the boys next door are nailing everything pretty much 100%. You know, they had a little bit of a slip up yesterday downwind, you know, where we caught them off guard, but, you know, our hat's off to them that they're doing a really nice job.
There were a few passing lanes today, I think. Was this race pretty much done at the start?
We didn't think so, but as it turned out, yeah, it was. The pressure came in nicely from the right-hand side, and there was a pretty good right-hand shift. And, you know, that side of the course was favored about 85% of the time, and, you know, they were on that correct side 85% of the time, and they picked up one nice lefty on the second beat and, you know, did a nice job downwind, you know, despite our best efforts to out-jive them and try and trip them up a little bit. So with the one side being favored, you know, it was definitely, much fewer opportunities than the last couple of days.
Tell us about the pre-start there. Did you want which side did you want? Not that you seemed to have the choice at the end.
Yeah, we were trying to get the right-hand side. We were, you know, pretty happy being to the left of them initially, and we were just fine the first, you know, quarter, half of the beat, being over there. We didn't come off the line quite as well as we would have liked, or, you know, quite as well as James and the boys did, so, you know, we were behind from the get-go. But I think if, you know, all else being equal, you know, we'd come off even in the middle of the line and intact and been to weather going to the right, we would have been in a lot better shape and pretty happy.
James Spithill, helmsman on the Luna Rossa Challenge. You seem to be comfortable again in the pre-starts today, and your early advantage and close covering gave you control the whole way around. Did you ever feel threatened today?
Well, I thought, the weather team and Torben and Andy and the guys in the back made a great call with the right-hand side. In the start, feeling pretty comfortable, just because I've got confidence in the guys that are on the boat. I mean, everyone, it feels like we've got a real strong team, and the guys are really digging it in on the handles. And when you've got that sort of belief that goes both ways, it just gives you that extra boost yourself. So it's pretty nice. The guys have pretty much said to me, look, just put the bow wherever you need to and the sales will be there, and they've delivered. So it's full credit to those guys.
Yesterday's defeat must have been pretty tough, having been leading all the way around. How was the talk last night and this morning?
Yeah, it was a tough day. I mean, as you said, we have led at every mark. And yesterday was a tough one to swallow. But, you know, we spoke about it on the way in and we said, look, no matter how much you think about it, the what ifs, we could have done this or that, you're never going to change the result. It is what it is. And the one thing we can do is focus on the next day, which is today, and go out there and, you know, really show what the team's made of. And for me, it was real satisfying to see the boys step up to that challenge. Because a result like yesterday can either crumble a weak team, or a strong team will bounce back and really come out and show their strength. And that's what the guys did, and we're feeling good.
Your style of racing seems to be extremely adaptable. Can you tell us a little bit about how the decisions are made about when to tack or jibe, or when to keep going in any particular direction?
Well, Torben's doing a great job. He and Andy Horton are working really well. And just the afterguard in general is coming along quite nicely. So, no, I mean, it all depends on the day. Today it was, obviously the right-hand side was pretty favoured, and we've got the boat handling, we're comfortable in that, so we're happy to keep it close today. And it made it kind of tough for Oracle to pass, because there just wasn't that many passing lanes.
Karol Jablanski, skipper of the Desafío Español, a magic moment today for you, surely, when you saw the yellow penalty light flashing on the umpire boat. Could you believe that Dean would have put himself in a position like that?
Okay, all the pre-stats are pretty intensive and a lot of close situations are occurring. So, you know, we just had a kind of, we were kind of control, and for sure I was trying to, you know, to keep control a little bit longer and don't let Dean jibe. And he went for this move, and obviously it was too close. But, you know, putting only penalty, it doesn't mean you're going to win a race. You have only small advantage, so we had to, you know, just still, you know, win the start, or get the right hand side of the starting line, and get the right side of the course, which was favorite, and keep racing. And you know, the first beat was pretty close. We managed to round over the mark in the lead, but you know, those guys gonna pass you, even with the penalty on. The fight is going on till the end, so we never know how it's gonna end up. So we worked very hard. Crew did a great job, and John and Luis, they were calling the favorite side of the course all the time, and no, all the crew did a great job. So great credit to them. We know how difficult it is to beat the top teams. We are happy actually to be back in the game, and 2-1, the 1-2 is better than 0-3, so.
Dean, you haven't lost a race since the 28th of April, and since that time we've seen a cool resurgent Emirates Team New Zealand run unbeaten until today. What happened?
Well, for us today, you know, the only thing that really went right was the wind, and unfortunately we were on the left. So, we've had a good run. We've improved the way we've been sailing, particularly from the first round robin, and we're still, you know, very pleased with the way we're going. Today just was one of those days where, you know, right from the get-go, things didn't start off well. You know, copped a penalty in the pre-start, which was an error that I made, and you know, we still believe that if we sail well, if we could lead the race and control the race, then there's a reasonable chance that you could build up a big enough lead to offset the penalty. And the guys were, you know, very, very focused. We, you know, worked very hard to try and turn just starting on the left side and, you know, controlling the race. But unfortunately, the breeze went right a bit quicker than we anticipated. DeSafio did a very, very nice job of you know, taking the ride and utilising that. And you know, when you've got a penalty, you really need to be in front to have any chance of you know, offsetting it. And we weren't able to do that today.
Tell us about that pre-start incident, though. Was it really was it a moment of inattention, or was it a situation where they came up a bit faster than you thought they were going to?
Well, we had a second dial, which we were trying to create another situation. We took it back to them once more. It turned out, we sort of came out of that exchange pretty slow, and they were able to capitalise. So, it was really a judgment call at the time. It was whether, we tried to create one more manoeuvre to make sure we started, and, the risk in that is you can cop a penalty, and in this case we did.
Those decisions are all pretty much in your hands, though, I imagine, as being the man on the wheel, or you taking input from...
I definitely take full responsibility for the decision, and in a pre-start or in a match race, you have to the helmsman has to be able to make those judgment calls at the time, and you back yourself to be right most of the time, but every now and then you won't be, and it's racing against a team, or any of these teams, you're going to have to be prepared to be reasonably aggressive at times, and this one just didn't play out.
I'm going to go back to Eric now. Yesterday, your colleague Peter Eisler told it was difficult racing against a team that never attacks to cover when they're in the lead. And today, Luna Rossa covered you the whole way around. Is it an unpredictable team to race against as any of the others, or how do you see it?
They're a little bit more unpredictable, but. Over the years, I've done a lot of racing against Torben in the Starboat, and he really enjoys that, especially the offshore stuff, which is quite shifty. And he's got how many gold medals to show for it? He's very strong in that stuff. He's very confident, as well he should be. He's a great sailor, and I think they sailed as the conditions dictated. They sailed really well in the shifty stuff, and they had one little. Little error yesterday downwind that let us slip by, and today was a little more consistent, and they were very happy to play the tight game as they should. So our hats off to them.
James, we've seen over the last couple of days watching the television the boats going round the leeward mark gate quite tight, and the bow wave from the boat pushing the buoy out of the way. Is that a technique that's practiced? Now we'd ask the other helmsman as well. It looks very impressive sometimes. But maybe it's just our imagination.
It's a technique that's practiced, but you certainly you don't feel that good at times when it's right next to you and you think it's going to hit you. But with these displacement boats, you get quite a strong bow wave that come out. And as you see, you can pretty much, as soon as you swing the bow, the wave just knocks the mark straight out of the way, and you're able to turn quite close. But it's just a characteristic of these boats, and there's no real game because everyone can do it.
We'll go to the...